This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za.
Kenny Kunene is Patriotic Alliance Deputy President. They've been making waves. They've been in the news. They are, of course, the party to be, or that everybody's talking about here in Gauteng. And you know what? To be fair, right? If you go to, of course, the Karoo Wigland, you'll find out that they're also the party that's to be talked about there. They're soon going to be the party that's going to be talked about in Ekurhuleni, where they have 4 to 5 seats. And it's a party that seems to be the biggest winners at the moment. But we're going to talk to that, to Kenny Kunene, and engage him on all of that. Let's just get rid of this and bring Kenny Kunene into the... Kenny Kunene, let me first say to you, Chief. 21st of October, 1970. This is the month, right?
Is a month.
Kenny Kunene, is it turns 52?
You can say that on the 21st it will be.
Yes, that's exactly it, Kunene. Turns 52, 21st of October, 1970. You know why I bring that?
But you're exposing me because people are saying I'm 42.
You know why I bring that up, Kenny Kunene?
Yes.
Because Lucky Dube was born, or died rather, on the 18th of August 2007. Born, of course, on the 3rd of August 1964. Lucky Dube is the month that we celebrate a bit of reggae here. Peter Tosh, also his other name, Winston Hubert McIntosh, born 19th of October 1940. So you know you're in a room with some good people, Brur, in the month of October.
Yes. Definitely, definitely. So it's not a coincidence that we are legends.
Kenny, let's get to the business of the day, Chief.
Yes.
People say the Patriotic Alliance is one of the biggest winners in what we have seen over the last couple of days. Let's start with where I left off with Funzi. Funzi suggests, and he says that, of course, not having the numbers, and I did put it to him, it would be a hollow victory if any court came back declaring that the meeting that was held to declare the ANC, you know, the new mayor, the position of the ANC, the new mayor. If any court had decided that, it would be a hollow victory because they just don't have the numbers anymore, and the coalition seems to have moved. What's your view on the illegality of that particular meeting, and what's the point of it anyway, of the court action, because the numbers have moved?
Thank you very much for having us, and
sure.
Good evening to your listeners.
Mm.
I engaged the Speaker's office on this matter when it surfaced on Friday morning.
Ah.
And the explanation that I got was that the HNSA was part of that meeting.
Mm.
The issue of the motion of no confidence on the mayor was raised with the motion of no confidence on the speaker.
Yes.
However, the speaker withheld certain information about the motion of no confidence on the mayor.
Sure.
So it was not processed with his motion.
Yeah.
So it has been there.
Okay.
So once the speaker was elected, then legal then said, look, speaker, this is the motion that we have, and therefore we need to make a resolution on it. HNSA was part of that meeting.
Mm.
And once the resolution was made, HNSA left after the resolution was made. And I was not there, but I'm telling you what the feedback I was given. And apparently there's a court ruling that says if you walk away after a resolution was made, you can't then come back and say there's no quorum. Because obviously you things didn't go your way, so you walk away, but the resolution has been made. So you are doing it in bad faith.
Mm.
However, our position as PA is that let's allow the courts to decide. Mm. Let the legal minds go and argue this matter in court.
Sure.
But you are capturing it quite correctly.
Mm.
It is an exercise in futility.
Mm.
They said they want 14 days.
Mm.
Why do you want 14 days when you see the numbers are against you?
Mm.
It could only be one of two reasons.
Sure.
You want to engage further others,
mm-hmm.
or you want to buy certain people to vote your way.
Mm.
Let me speak to engagement. When on Wednesday with the speaker, we sent through our head of strategy and communication, Charles Silliers.
Mm.
He sent our statement to the WhatsApp group of all the coalition partners and said, due to your arrogance, your rudeness, and your disrespect, DA,
mm-hmm.
we are not going to vote for your candidate at 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
We went into council. DA asked for 30 minutes break,
mm-hmm.
which was given. In that 30 minutes, DA sent Michael Beaumont, who is the national chair of Action SA, to come and speak to us.
Mm. The PA. Mm.
The PA.
Mm.
That what we said should be done, they are prepared to do it. They said, look, we'll give IFP speaker and we will reconfigure mayoral committee and give you economic development.
So wait, are you suggesting that at that particular late moment, there was actually suddenly a turnaround, an agreement that said, let's do it by the way you guys suggested? The IFP gets what they want, or not what they want, but that was the suggestion, that the IFP gets speaker, and that, of course, economic development is what you guys had put on the table.
Exactly.
Sure, and there was now agreement for this.
No. They called our MMC for health, who is the leader of all our councillors in council, to the office of the mayor, where people were praying and they were begging him to talk to us. Then they sent Michael Beaumont. And I said to Michael, we are a serious political party. And I'm here as a leader. We are not people who make decisions in 2 minutes. We engaged the DA. All of us agreed, including the Freedom Front Plus. All the parties said IFP did not get what they deserve. An opportunity has presented itself. Let us reconfigure council. And we then said, let us also reconfigure the mayoral committee, because we didn't get what we wanted. Like the IFP, we said, the IFP said, okay, we are stabilizing the coalition. Let's go in. Although we don't have what we want, we also did the same thing. We said, let us fix this thing. All parties agreed that IFP must get speaker. It was only the DA. But now, and there was, their argument was, no, let us keep to the agreement. A deal is a deal. Action SA says, no, but nobody agreed that you should hold Troika by yourself. Troika, which means DA has got mayor, speaker, and chief whip. Action SA says, guys, it was never discussed. EFF voted for your candidates unexpectedly. And because your candidates were already voted in, by default, it went into the agreement. But none of us discussed it and agreed with it. Now here's an opportunity that has presented itself with Vasco da Gama being voted out. Let us correct the situation. The DA became undemocratic, because democracy is majority talks. If majority says this is the way, you follow. The DA became undemocratic. I think they must change their name to Undemocratic Alliance. So what then happened was, we then said no. In fact, their letter from FedEx said, we reject any proposal to reconfigure council or the mayoral committee. So they couldn't listen to rationale. They couldn't listen to reason, which means they see all of us, parties that are led by black people, and they've got this boss mentality, and that's why the DA coalitions have been so chaotic. That's why they are failing, from Nelson Mandela Bay to Tshwane to the city of Joburg. That is why they are failing, because they've got this superiority complex that all these parties led by black people must follow. The PA will not be part of that. So we did not make a decision emotionally. We engaged them. I told Steenhuisen, John is a great guy. John is a great person, as a person. And you could see how difficult it was for him not to voice his own opinion.
Why so? Why so, Kenny?
Because all that he said was, FedEx said a deal is a deal. FedEx said we're not going to change. And then we then said, okay, go and engage FedEx based on the facts that we have put to forward. Now, you can't have a coalition where the leader of the political party can't even make decisions. So if John Steenhuisen, as the leader of the DA, can say, guys, I'm hearing all of you, you are all agreeing, and I think I understand your reasoning. It's fine, let us do it. He must first go to Cape Town, go sit with FedEx, come back to us. So FedEx is running the city of Joburg from Cape Town. We can't allow that. No, we can't allow that.
Sure.
So when I'm sitting in that meeting with Charles, the party trusts us that we'll make decisions that are in the best interest of our constituencies, of the citizens of Johannesburg, and also of the party.
Sure.
They trust us. I don't have to now walk out of the meeting, go call the president, go call the NEC and say, hey, can we talk? But Steenhuisen does not have that power. It's disrespect even towards him. And he's a great guy.
Kenny,
and
let's
I
hold
could
it.
See, I could see in his face that he was frustrated because all the parties were in. Dr. Groenewald of the Freedom Front Plus said, John, can the DA just understand? Leave the agreement. It is the right thing to do to give IFP the speaker.
Kenny, let's hold it. Let's hold it there, Kenny, because I do want Victor and Chris to come in, and I have a few more questions for you. So let's go to Victor. Victor in Bedford View.
Yes. Good evening, Mr. Ken Kunene and Mr. Denzel. There.
Sure, bro.
Yeah, but I must say I'm very much disappointed with the PA, and I'm sure most of the majority that voted them, they are also disappointed.
Even after what you heard, even after what you've heard, can you just say?
Yeah, even after what he just said, Mr. Oh,
okay,
but
sure.
What I wanted to understand from him,
sure,
because now they are in coalition with the, EFF is part of the coalition.
Sure.
And then their ideologies on foreign nationals, okay, the PA.
Yeah.
And now the EFF is against what the PA stands for. So how are they going to match the two so that, I mean, there is a consensus there? Because
sure.
Obviously, I see oil and water there because they're not going to get along together.
Victor, I had the same question coming for Kenny, and I'm glad you asked it as well.
Yeah, because I think one of them, it either has to compromise their ideology, and then I don't know what's going to happen there.
Sure, Victor, let's go to Chris quickly in Boksburg. Chris?
Hi, good afternoon.
Good evening, Chris.
Washington.
Thanks,
David.
Chris. Thank you, Chris. I'm good, bro. How are you, man?
Okay, I don't want to... just a short thing here. I'm not here to talk about Mr. Kunene yet.
Sure.
All I want to tell you, Denzel, is that the DA, SA and PA, right, they cooperated with the ANC, okay? When they came to the people to vote, Herman Mashaba said they will never, ever get involved with the ANC. Likewise, the PA as well. Herman Mashaba, they took a back seat. They didn't do anything about it. Now the ANC got the chair. I listened to the DA, the Helen, Helen,
Helen Zeller,
this morning on another radio station. Why they didn't give that thing to the IFP? The IFP said that the ANC and EFF, if he takes the seat here in Gauteng, then they will lose out in Durban. That's how it is. Okay, but I'm not phoning for that, Denzel. All I want to say, they must watch Mr. Musi Mayamane.
Okay.
He is going to play the key role in 2024. You must watch out for that.
Sure. Chris in Boxburg, let's leave it at that. Let me go back to Kenny. Kenny,
let me respond quickly to these guys.
Please do.
Let me start with the second guy.
Yeah.
Number one, we have been very clear. We've never said we'll never vote to the ANC. We said we will vote with any political party that takes us to power to service our people. We've said that. So I don't know where he gets this thing that we said we'll never vote to the ANC. We are in a national coalition with the ANC. We've got mayors in coalition with the ANC. So I don't know where he gets that information from. I'm not going to talk about Musi Maimane. Now let's get to this one of illegal immigrants and the disappointment. You see, the DA is against illegal immigration, just like the EFF.
Yes. They just don't talk about it so often, but no, and they don't talk about it aggressively, but yes. Absolutely it's
but they are against it because the white farmers, the white businesses that employ illegal immigrants fund the DA. So they can't talk about it. So we are in a coalition with the DA, knowing that the DA is against our campaign against illegal immigration. So the EFF did not vote for PA. The EFF voted for the ANC for COP speaker to be in power. The EFF voted for the ANC mayor to be in power. The PA voted for COP to be in power, COP speaker to be in power, and the PA. So there's no way where the EFF voted for us or where we voted for the EFF. The nucleus was COPE went to speak to the EFF and spoke to us. ANC went to speak to the EFF and they spoke to us. And the EFF independently, without talking to us, agreed to vote with the ANC.
Sure.
We too, independently, without talking to the EFF, agreed to vote for the ANC mayor. So people must understand that your political program does not change when you get into a coalition with any party. Even if we're in a coalition with the EFF, same as we're in a coalition with the DA, we said to the DA, you must understand that our manifesto will be implemented. That is why having been in a coalition with the DA and with our MMC assuming the portfolio of health and social development. Our MMC got Metro Corps who were led by the MMC of HNSA. And then he got health inspectors under him going to the shops of the Pakistanis, checking their products, whether they have expired or not. It is our program. It's a political program. The being in a coalition with the party does not mean that you abandon your political program. It is worse with the DA. We're in a coalition. We are not in a coalition with the EFF. The EFF is voting with the ANC, and we are voting with the ANC. So
what do you call that? You call that a power sharing agreement versus a coalition?
We call it a power sharing agreement because if the citizens of a municipality vote for different parties and they don't give one party a majority. The message is clear. Go and share power and service us.
At some point Kenny, you're going to have to sit with the EFF on a lot of these things because, things need to happen in council. You know, things need to move. Money needs to be spent. You're going to ultimately have to sit down with the EFF at some point in a room or at, you know, or engagement. And there's going to have to be some kind of dialogue at some point and some kind of agreement, you know, based on what, whether you call it a coalition or whether you call it a power sharing agreement. You're going to have a pretty close engagement with a party like the EFF.
My brother, let me give you my view. But let me clear this one. In this arrangement of Joburg now, the EFF is voting with the ANC, not with the PA. The ANC spoke to different political parties. So those political parties voted with the ANC, they voted with COPE. However, my position personally, and the position of Patriotic Alliance as a party is, if what we wish for, let me put it that way, is that we can be in a room with the economic freedom fighters, Action SA, IFP, all these parties that are existent, and we can be... We can sit down and say, guys, let us agree that we are a bloc. EFF, you don't agree with our illegal immigration issue. But let us understand that we are going to implement it. EFF, we don't agree with one of your manifestos. Let us agree that it is you to implement it. But can we go into a coalition to service our people outside of the DA and the ANC? So, PA, where we are sitting, if tomorrow somebody says the leadership of EFF led by Julius Malema and Floyd Chivambu wants him to meet with the PA, we will go and meet them.
Absolutely.
And we will go and discuss the future of this country.
Can you let me...
If somebody... So from our side, we have been consistent leading up to elections last year that we will go into a coalition with anyone. Our president even said, if the AWB was existent, we will even go into coalition with them as long as they would give us power to service our people. So we don't have a problem with going into a coalition with the EFF. We don't have a problem working with the EFF. It is the EFF that does not work with us. It
Kenny,
does not work, want to work with us.
Before I let you go, Kenny, it's almost close to the top of the hour. You've been adamant that you don't have preferences on a coalition agreements on who you're in power with. I think you've just illustrated that as well. According to your manifesto, you will fight corruption. You'll base it on service delivery. Illegal immigrants is one of those, and you'll fight crime, right? Which is also you call corruption treason, basically. So here you are with those four pillars, basically, of your manifesto. Fighting corruption. The ANC at the Zondo Commission is accused number one. The ANC basically, why they are in the position that they are in here in Gauteng, Ekurhuleni and Tshwane is because service delivery was one of the issues that people just decided the ANC was not delivering. Illegal immigration, well, you know what, we know where they stand on that. And fighting crime, criminality in this country is something when you listen to, you know, the police minister and the stats there. How do you sort of bring your four key pillars into a conversation whereby the dominant party, when the ANC talks to various parties or political parties, they are pretty much those people that, you know, the electorate here in Gauteng brought down to a number below 50%?
You see, the ANC has been arrogant and doing things because they were getting more than 50%. Now they are in multi-party coalitions and they have to listen to us. it is not just them doing things. It is us sitting around the table and say, we need to address 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And that's why we want to be in these coalitions, so that we can influence decisions, we can influence budget to speak to resolving these issues of service delivery, of crime, of corruption. If you look at Deer Waterkloof municipality in the Western Cape, we've deployed our mayor there. The ANC is part of that coalition. And that coalition is stable. There's never been threats of that coalition collapsing because we are giving direction. We are in a coalition with the ANC in Beaufort West. That coalition is stable. We are in a coalition with the ANC, and we've got a mayor in Beaufort West. We've got a mayor in Karoo Highland, Karoo Hoogland in the Northern Cape, and the mayor is deployed by PA. That coalition is stable, and we are there with ANC. In the Central Karoo District, our president is the district mayor, and we have seen the work that he has been doing, and it is the ANC councillors that are voting. So you can't stand outside and keep criticizing the ANC. You must get in bed with the ANC so that you can then say, ANC, if you don't do 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I'm walking away. That is how you are correcting the ANC. So we are in these coalitions because once we are in, we are not the yes men of the ANC. We are not the yes men of the DA. We are able to say, DA, you can't just spend budget, correct potholes, fix potholes, correct service delivery issues in the northern suburbs. Our people also need that service at the same way. So we are in bed to correct the devil. We are not in bed to be yes men to the devil. That is why when the DA disrespects us, we walk away. That's why when the ANC, if the ANC disrespects us in this coalition, we'll go back to the DA with the hope that the DA has learned from the past, that we walked away and say, let us re-engage. And we then hope that the DA will be better. At this point in time, we are hoping that the ANC has learned its lesson. And I must say, our engagement, the president engaged with the treasurer general of the ANC, and they deployed myself and the new provincial secretary of the ANC, TK Nza. And our discussions, I think, are very fruitful, and they are based on mutual respect and an understanding that we need to correct the wrongs of the past.
Kenny Kunene, I have to.
Our people.
Sure. Kenny Kunene, thank you for joining me on Power Perspective on Power 98.7.
Salute.
Sharp. That's Kenny Kunene, Patriotic Alliance Deputy President.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.